da 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 da.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
How are we doing today?
Excellent. Well,
I am so wonderful.
Mr. Lockwood, today is Monday, August 26th.
2024.
And what time is it?
It is 2:01.
2:01 p.m. Here we sit around a round table in what we call the choir corner. It's season 3, episode 1. So we are new podcast hosts. With Mr. Lockwood and myself. Say hi, Alexis.
Hi, I'm Alexis. Alexis Todd. I'm a new one.
It's 2.0. Alexis 2.0, right? And say hello.
Hi, I'm Megan Millard.
Megan is Matt 2.0.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, I'm the Alexis.
And those guys are actually...
You're actually sitting in different spots. But
that's true. Yes.
Megan is in Alexis's spot, and Alexis 2.0 is in Matt's spot.
Right. But we are back. And we're at it. We're in the middle of, or the beginning of week 2 of school. But this is episode 1 of The Choir Corner for season 3.
So exciting. So it begins.
And so it begins. That's right. Mr. Lockwood?
Yes.
You're here too. How are you?
I'm here. I'm great.
Good. Great to see you again.
Thank you.
On a more regular basis.
We're done with summer.
We are.
We did a show together.
Yes, we did.
But
yeah.
Otherwise, that we didn't see each other all summer.
Not much at all. So I start to get a little withdrawals from Mr. Lockwood. So it's good to see you on a more regular basis again. So here we are, season 3, episode 1. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Some new segments and a bunch of information as we preview the fall semester and lots to do. So before we do that, however, we should talk about where we can find the podcast. Alexis, where do we find the podcast?
You can find the podcast at anywhere you can listen to podcasts under The Choir Corner.
That's
everywhere.
Right.
Spotify, I believe Apple. I only listen to Spotify, but
yeah,
listen to our podcast.
Apple Podcasts and Spotify are the two places I've specifically found it. I haven't looked at other places, but I presume that it's just about anywhere you can find.
It's around.
Yeah, podcast. And it is The Choir Corner, right? You have to have the for it to work. So, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Like we're the only one.
Anywhere else.
Yes,
right. We don't know.
Hopefully.
Megan, how about social media?
Well, you should also follow us on social media at capital F Fremont HS Choir. And you can follow us on Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram.
Yeah,
if you're going to follow on one, you might as well follow on the others.
That's
you know?
Right. We're all over social media, and our social media is Fremont HS Choir on all social media platforms. So you can find us at any of those places at Fremont HS Choir. So thank you so much for joining us and for listening as we continue to grow our podcast audience. We are so excited to be with you. Mr. Lockwood.
Yo.
We've been talking about the podcast intermittently over the summer.
Yes, we have.
There are some new things. Well, I guess not today, but some new things for us. We're, for one of the first times, wearing headphones while we record the podcast. This has been sort of new, right? More and more wires are showing up all the time. we're really advancing the podcast.
I really don't have any more advanced plans when it comes to audio. So like this is actually where I sort of want it to be.
You knew exactly what I was going to say because I was going to ask, what's next? What are we doing next?
Well, we've talked about stuff. I mentioned about video this summer and nobody said anything. So
right.
I just assumed that was a thing we weren't interested in. But listeners, viewers, you know, let us know. I'm not really dying to do that, to be honest, because I've got enough to do already. But
right.
if these yahoos wanted to do it, and do all the technical stuff, that would be cool. So, you know, if you really, really would watch it, we'll play it by ear. This is not a democracy.
Right. On the YouTube. Right.
We did talk about some video recording. We had actually talked about it last year a little bit. And then we sort of thought maybe it'd be more than we needed. And then we rekindled that conversation over the summer a little.
I spent time with it this summer. I know how to do it now. So that's when try to make it into a workflow that makes sense so you don't have to do things double. I think maybe we should ask our resident question answerer whether this is a thing that we should do. Listeners, I've got one of the students trapped in a magic eight ball, every one of the weeks you're going to be listening to them, and they're stuck here. I just sort of throw them into this thing by way of magic, and they're here to answer some questions off and on throughout the thing. So today is Emma Spencer. Hello, Emma Spencer. Do you think we should do a video in the podcast?
If you feel strongly.
I agree so much, Emma.
If we feel strongly.
We feel strongly.
I guess. Well, I guess I don't feel strongly either way,
yeah.
But maybe it's in our future.
Yeah.
Maybe
that left the door open. Video. That was
yes,
quite.
Maybe video is in our future.
Well, thanks, listeners, Emma. Let us know if you want to put a face to the voices that
That's
you're
right.
hearing.
That's right. If you are a listener and you would like to comment on one of the podcast episodes and let us know
yes.
what you think about video.
Like radio, you know, every one of your favorite radio personalities is bald, middle-aged, and wears a cowboy hat. So,
yes, right.
You know, that's... When you see them on the boards, like around town, you're like, oh, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, that's not what I expected at all.
This would be a good face reveal, you know.
It's always that.
Yeah.
Face reveal.
Emma, do you wear a cowboy hat?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Emma's on here. She's ready to go. So, we've talked a little
about video.
Does Mr.
Lockwood wear a cowboy hat?
Yes.
I knew it.
I knew it too.
Yes. These are random, so we'll see what happens. Actually, no, she totally is there. She's
yes,
absolutely
I see
answering.
Her.
Right.
Yeah.
So we may or may not be dipping our toe in some video, but certainly you can find us as an audio podcast throughout
on
the school
places.
Year. So we are happy to be back here for season 3 of the Choir Corner. It's kind of hard to believe it's been 3 years. So we have some new segments. We have some things we want to get to, some stuff to talk about for the fall and the school year and, you know, sort of kick things off. We have a new segment this year we're calling...
True facts.
True facts. Anybody know who that was?
Zach Gibson.
Yep. Yeah, that's definitely Zach Gibson.
Yeah, definitely Zach
Gibson. Of course.
Gibson.
So Zach.
It's fun to try to figure out who those voices are when they do these things. And I'm less than 50%. I think I'm accurate.
I've actually written down everyone's name this
year.
So
we'll be able to...
in previous years, it was like, I don't know. I'm not sure who that was. So
Matt and Alexis were pretty good at it. They were pretty good at it.
I know everyone pretty well. I mean, with the new year, obviously not as much, but I'm going to know.
You're going to know.
I'm going to know.
You're calling your shot right now.
Yeah. I'm going to know 98% of everyone in the choir.
Great.
And how hopefully about, I'll know that know 2%.
Perfect.
Although the 2% is me.
You,
know,
you guys will make it.
You know, we complete each
so,
other off
So
like
Megan
that.
Came today with two. Is that right?
Two true facts.
And these are just
random.
True facts. Random yep. true facts for us.
Yep.
Share your random facts today.
Okay. So my first true fact is, did you know that it is illegal to own only one guinea pig in Switzerland? Only one. Like, you can't have only one. You have to have
two
they don't
or
want them
three.
To, like, to be
or,
lonely?
I guess so. Okay. Like, I did not know that.
That's but. True.
I don't know why it's just
so,
guinea pigs. I don't
so
know
there
about
are
dogs.
No
or
only
or
children. When it comes to guinea pigs in Switzerland.
Nope. They like live better as groups. I've seen it. I've seen TikToks. I've watched like little documentaries on guinea
oh
pigs. Of all
Wait a second. You said I've seen TikToks and then said I've watched documentaries.
I literally have.
Did you watch TikToks? Because
no,
those aren't
no, no,
documentaries.
No, no, no.
I'm like, documentaries
on YouTube. I'm like scrolling through and I'm like, what should I watch today? And I like, it's like an hour long documentary on a guinea pig.
You have.
Oh my God.
Goodness. You have to trust. You have to trust. It's like they like tell you in detail about like all these guinea pigs, and they live better like as duos because they like form like close bonds, or they murder each other.
Yeah,
there's no
some
in
animals
between.
Are
and
social.
No living better if that's the case. If they're murdering each other,
yeah.
Huh. Yeah, some animals are more social.
Yeah,
than
some want to be left alone, like cats. You know,
right?
They can be social, but I mean, a lot of times they're sort of like you
okay.
Know, that's they're fine no on their rangers. Own stuff.
Yeah.
Dogs
are feeding
though,
me.
No, you know,
yeah.
So
they're pack animals
in Switzerland. If you listen, listeners in Switzerland. If I were you, I would avoid buying a guinea pig because you're going to have to get two. If that's
but
the
you
case.
Could get two and then you could be double as happy.
Well, like, that's only true if you're not allergic to guinea pigs, which I am.
You're allergic? No,
I am allergic to guinea pig hair.
How
do
you know
that?
I had a friend in high school who had guinea pigs. We used to sit in the room at their house and we'd watch baseball together.
No
and
way.
Every day I'd leave there like, God, I'm miserable. Like my eyes would itch and I'd be. And
so you wouldn't get guinea pigs just because they damage you?
Yeah, they're
they
miserable. They make me miserable.
I don't know that. They're kind of stinky. I don't know that I would
That's
get
Are they?
True.
I think so.
It's like the, yeah. Are you only allergic to guinea
Any
pigs?
Any kind of rodents.
Like guinea pig hair and stuff, yeah.
Huh. That's That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess I don't know whether they stink or not because I always left there like with a runny nose and watery eyes and stuff.
Emma, would you get one or maybe two?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, one or maybe two.
Unsure.
I think it's yes.
Emma, I'm so glad.
I feel like Bowser, her like lizard, would eat them. I mean, I don't think he's vicious.
Don't put them in together.
Yeah, yeah. Don't. Yeah,
just don't put them in together.
Oh, they'll get out.
Yeah. No, my birthday's coming up. I'm going to ask for a guinea pig, I think.
Perfect.
My grandma asked for my birthday list, and yeah, I'm going to send her a guinea pig.
Not one, but two.
Well, it may or may not cause me some problems in class. If you have guinea pig hair on you. Like, my eye is starting to itch right now. Already
thinking about it.
Yeah. Just talking.
All right. What's number two?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two is the longest time someone has spent holding their breath underwater is 24 minutes and 37 seconds. That has got to be a lie. Like,
that's a long time.
Google says that it's true, but...
Well,
but Megan says no.
If it's a lie, then it's a false fact.
That's true. Oh, that's true.
Right? So it can't be on our true facts segment. That's so true. We're going
to
assume it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
I swear,
24
guys.
Minutes is a long time.
I know. We were talking.
I mean, you're just going to have a heart attack.
Right. Yeah.
That's like a funny thing about drowning is that you may have a heart attack because your heart starts working really, really hard. One, because you're terrified. Okay, you're drowning.
Right.
And number two, because your blood isn't getting properly oxygenated. So because you're not taking in oxygen, it's not getting into the blood, and your heart starts working harder and harder and harder. So here's a true fact. This one I know is true. you can just drown from like getting water in your lungs and you can't breathe. But a lot of times before that happens, you'll just drown from having a heart attack. Like you'll just die because.
And then water gets in your lungs because.
And then that happens and stuff. But those are common. You know.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Did you know that, Emma?
Yes. Of course
I bet
you
the
did.
Person that held their breath this long was a mermaid. Because there's no way.
Yeah,
there's
I mean,
no
that's
way.
Possible. This seems like a thing you'd have to train for.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure, sure.
It's not just going to be like,
it's
hey.
A David Blaine thing.
That's right. Yeah. Lockwood, do you think you can hold your breath for 25 minutes underwater? You're like, yeah, I'll give it a try.
Yeah,
maybe
25 trained,
seconds.
Yes.
I'd, you know, go up 20 seconds at a time for a while. I would definitely plateau at some point.
Yeah, right.
You know.
You have to slow your heart rate, I suppose, and there's some like meditation or something going on there.
Maybe that's what it is. You just need less oxygen in your blood, and somehow you can train to like survive.
Yeah, maybe.
That's an interesting idea.
Or maybe there's some sort of supplement or drug or something like that that can oxygenate your body in a different way or something that allows you.
Emma, you ever drowned before?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's not true, Emma. That isn't true. You haven't drowned.
Getting those a lot.
She's so silly like that.
Well, if you drown, I'll save you. I'm a lifeguard.
Yes. Get it.
If she drowns, you will not save her.
Oh,
if
Lord,
she
that's
is
true.
Drowning,
okay,
you can
okay.
save
okay.
her.
You can CPR him, right?
In the process.
CPR. Yeah.
I don't think you can CPR someone who's dead from drowning. That's if you're drowned, that means you died.
Shoot.
I think that's how that works.
You've ever drowned?
Yes.
Oh, no.
She's really positive about it, at least.
That's not true, Emma.
Yeah, I think it's multiple. It's the physiological, like the lung and the heart part of it. But also, like, I mean, that you can get water out of that and stuff, but you may be brain dead.
Right. Yeah. I don't even want to. I'm like.
Cool story, guys.
I like swimming and stuff.
First podcast of the year. Really.
We're getting really morbid.
Well, those are great true facts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done. What a good way to start the true facts.
That was something.
I love
yes.
it. Yeah.
Those are not at all music related.
We have a second segment today, new segment today, called
Question Everything.
Okay. I didn't really give enough guidance about how to say some of these, so there's a wide variety of things.
Well, I liked that it was a question.
Yeah.
Question everything?
Yeah. And that was definitely Michael.
My original thought was that it was just question everything, like be inquisitive about stuff, but there are a number of these. You'll find out that people have made them sort of existential.
Took a different
direction. Yeah, they're like, what is reality?
Do you know who that was?
Michael. It was Michael, for sure.
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was on his birthday.
Yes!
Really?
Yeah.
And that's I'm not so who I would have guessed. I would have guessed Cody.
Oh, okay.
That's who it sounded like.
Okay. Cody's voice is like not richer, but it's like almost like more grumbly. And Michael has like a smooth way of talking. He's like, hey, guys.
Right. Hey.
I'm bumping my head, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yes, head bobbing.
Kind of a smooth voiced entrance there, Michael. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to us about...
How does this game work?
This game today, Alexis.
Okay. I was thinking we're going to be on teams. We're going to be in two teams. Me and Megan already talked. So, I mean, you guys are kind of forced on a team.
Okay.
But we're going to have a word and you guys are going to ask us a series of questions, yes or no. And we're going to say yes or no. And then you're going to try to guess it. We'll give you like a broad like genre. So both of our words are choir, like our choir related, not really like music. So they're kind of like all of our little inside jokes or snarky little things. Okay. So I'm thinking,
do we have any hope at winning this game?
Oh yeah. Yes.
This sounds hard.
Mine is super easy. Megan's is a little more tricky because it was a thing for like a month. It's so funny.
But I thought it was funny, so I held on to it.
Yeah. So mine's so easy. You'll get it if you ask like really good four questions, but our category is choir related. Not really music related.
Choir related inside jokes.
Okay, yes. So things about our sort of culture, community.
Yes.
Things that we say in class often.
All so right. Like a good question would be like, did the guys make this joke a lot?
Okay.
So like I'd say like yes or no. You know, I'm not giving you any hints, but.
Okay, so do we just take turns asking questions?
Yeah.
Yes. Until one of you has a guess.
Okay. Are we just counting guesses and there's a team winner by fewest guesses?
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. So Team Malexis is here to win.
Yes, Malexis.
Malexis and Larman.
Yeah, we don't have a word, so we're going to have to figure it out.
I think...
Neither of you have words?
Yeah. Well, we don't know. You didn't tell us
word,
what to...
But I didn't tell him the word. I have one.
That's true.
I just came up with one.
You guys can
true.
It.
I won't listen.
Yeah. We'll just do your two words today.
Okay.
Are we good? So it's two things.
Two separate things.
Two separate things.
But we both
start with
know
mine.
Each other's thing.
Right? Alexis, is it said loudly in class?
Yes, very loudly.
Is it one word?
No, not necessarily.
Is it do the thing?
Mm-mm.
Is it for the good of the order?
The order.
Four guesses. Not bad.
Yeah, that's
not
really good, honestly. Okay, then I guess mine will be a lot harder than what I thought. But
okay. So give us a category.
You've got a tough one.
It's the same type of idea.
Okay.
But it was only a thing that you made the point. Like, so we don't say it back, but you said this one time last year when we were talking about how to sing a song.
Okay.
You're giving them too much.
I know. I might have given too much.
About how to sing a song.
Well, this is about you, and I went first last, so you should start, I believe.
Is it about a song that we sang in the first semester or the second semester?
That's not a yes or no.
Oh, sorry. Is it about a song we sang in the first semester?
No.
Okay. Emma, do you know what it is?
Yeah, no.
Emma wouldn't. Wait, I don't know. Actually, she probably won it.
She wouldn't know.
All right. I don't even remember what you asked. First semester.
It was about a song from the first semester, and the answer was no. So it's about something we did in the second semester.
Was it Anastasia related?
Nope.
I don't have the faintest idea.
Me either.
Yeah. So I guess we got to keep asking and narrow it down. That's two questions.
Something to do with something in the fourth quarter then is what it has to be.
But it could be in the third quarter and not be about Anastasia, but still during.
Oh, sure.
It.
Yeah. Does it have to do with graduation?
No.
Okay.
School appropriate?
The joke, yes.
Oh, good. Right.
Yes.
Good. I like how you said the joke, yes, as if something part of it, some part of it was not.
Oh, no. No, okay. It's appropriate.
Okay.
I love the idea that this will be something that neither of us recalls in the slightest.
At all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you'll remember.
I think you'll remember it. I don't know. It wasn't
exactly super significant, but when she said it, it came straight into my head.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's helpful. Not terribly significant.
About something... From the fourth quarter.
What did we even do in the fourth quarter?
Spring concert. What did we do for the spring concert?
The songs we did?
It's only been 3 months.
Oh, no. Emma, were you there?
I mean, I guess.
I think she was there, though. I'm just kidding. She was there.
It wasn't something to do with chorale.
No.
Okay.
Was it in this classroom?
Yes.
Is it? Do you mind if I jump in?
No, please.
Is it like a music pun?
No.
She breathed like it was. No.
Can you give us a hint?
Okay. So, about, that's going to really give it away. I was going to say, it has something to do with the show that Mr. Harmon said he went to go see and then was picturing something that he would not want to see. And then you told us, don't sing it like this. That's a big hint,
okay,
I think.
The, big hint.
So the show
but
I saw.
But that should narrow it down.
I haven't the foggiest. I never listen to anything he says.
So is this about singing like a elephant doing ballet or Jack Black?
Oh my gosh, yes!
Jack Black doing ballet.
Yes! Oh, yes. Sorry for screaming, but yes. Jack Black doing ballet.
Yeah. Thing. That's you've told that story a bunch of years
multiple
in a row.
Times, yeah.
It cracked me up.
Don't don't sing like some cloggers, sing like ballerinas, right?
Exactly.
And not
Light.
Jack Black doing ballet. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Made me laugh.
So, in both cases, it was more like a phrase than a word, which is cool.
Yeah.
Which is
yes.
figuring out.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. I love that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the order, and then I was thinking Jack Black.
Uh huh.
That was like I wasn't counting 9 or 10 guesses or something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Four for you. So, do you know what yours is?
I have one. Yes.
Okay.
But no one else knows what it is.
Okay.
Right now.
You can do it. I don't need to necessarily know. I don't. Doesn't seem like me knowing is pivotal. To the
oh,
game.
That's true.
No, that's true.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do his. I'll think of mine.
Mine has to do with the beginning of the school year. This is our class,
year?
But the beginning of the school year. Not necessarily this school year, just the beginning of the school year.
I already have a guess. Soda shop?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Is it choir related?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not guessing because I'm on Team Harmon.
Team Larman.
Larman.
I'm gaining points here. Yes.
Is it getting new music?
No.
Yes.
Maybe
like getting our parts, our singing.
No.
Getting the soda shop program?
No.
No.
Shoot. So it's close to getting our music.
Yeah.
And it's choir, obviously.
I mean, you had to get new music.
And that's but folders. Is there a folders?
No.
Shoot, I was so
choral collaborative.
No,
I don't know. You said you had to get new music for what?
I'm trying to like look in your eyes to like get words out of your face,
out of you. It's a lot harder when you don't know the word.
That's right. That's right.
No. I have no idea.
You have no idea. Either.
Nothing. Yeah.
Getting new music,
choir related. At the beginning
it,
of the year.
It has to do with the beginning of the year, yeah.
Is it like you picking your first song of the year for us to sing?
You're getting close to the right track. It's not about picking the new song.
About giving us the music and letting us read it for the first time?
Sight reading?
Sight read it for the first time?
No, no.
Is it like, it like pertains to like any first year?
Every first year, uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, our...
Every beginning of the year. Not first year necessarily, but the beginning of the year.
Is it like us singing all together for the first time in the new choir like group?
No, but I do love that.
Oh. thanks. <Yeah.
laughs> Does it happen at like the beginning of class? Like,
it happens. No, not at the beginning.
Not at the
it's
beginning.
It's a yes-no question.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
I'm just trying
sorry.
To be.
Sorry. I did make these rules. I'm breaking my own rules.
It happens at the beginning.
It does
at
not.
End? At the
it
end.
Does not happen at the beginning of class specifically.
So the middle of class, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
As much as at the beginning.
Why?
Shoot! This is hard.
Why is this difficult?
Because you made a game and you didn't playtest it.
Shoot! No.
Always playtest.
I asked.
We're playtesting right now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, this is our test episode.
You guys are already over 14 guesses, which is what
oh
we
my
had for
goodness.
Your two words.
Oh.
That's okay. Keep going.
You've been counting?
Yeah.
I was not. Oops.
I'm not doing anything. I should have been counting.
I like to win games.
Oh, yeah. Okay, can we get a hint?
It has happened in class
already
for us.
Oh, I think I know what it is. That took me to there. To
get and it has to do with music?
The
getting
beginning
our music
of the year?
At the beginning of the year.
Is it like part specific?
No.
I don't think this is right. Trying out for like chorale and
yeah,
like
it's auditions. Yeah, it was auditions. Yeah.
Hey, I
yeah.
didn't
Shoot.
Think I was right.
Yeah, nice
I guess
done.
Trust my gut.
I was wrong. Yes, I was thinking you were doing like voice checks or something.
Oh yeah,
okay. No.
But you didn't do that.
Yeah, only auditions. In first block. Exciting. Yeah, auditions. Happens at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Every year, right? You did have to get new music. You didn't necessarily.
That's true.
But you had to get new music to do the tryout, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily happen at the beginning of class. Happens throughout.
Oh, my gosh. We already lost, right? But let's hear Mr. Lockwood's.
Okay.
Guess.
Mine is a classroom quirk.
So like one of our little inside jokes? I guess it's kind of a question, though.
No, it's more the classroom. Not the people.
Is it a piano?
No, it's not a quirk.
Well, it's quirky in that no other classroom in the.
What I mean is something wonky about our classroom.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Like this specific. This is my question. Is it specific to this year's class? Right.
No.
Oh.
Is it the cardboard cutouts?
No.
Those are crazy.
That's a good
those
one.
Those make me those laugh every time.
Every
those
time I'm good. In Lockwood's room, I just like look to my right and they're just there. Yeah.
There's one of Mr. Harmon, Mr. Lockwood, and then The Rock.
Yeah. What you guys should have done was just made a picture of that moment because Mr. Lockwood and I and Mr. Dwayne The Rock Johnson hung out.
Oh, really?
Mr. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, he made us call
one
him
word.
Mr. Dwayne The Rock
Johnson. That's his last name, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes. He made us call
Mr.
him that.
Mr.
Dwayne. Do you think that's true, Emma?
It's a long last name.
Emma, is that a true statement?
Sure. I know a guy.
What?
She knows him, too. Oh, my gosh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You're not actually. I mean, you can ask me, but you were on the team, technically.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Is it the little tiger statue?
No. Was it a Tyson joke? Tyson quirk?
Like Tyson, our person?
Yeah, Tyson.
Well, it's still applicable this year, so no.
Oh. It's like passed down.
Yeah. This is not a people thing.
It's a choir thing.
It's a classroom thing.
It's a thing about
physical
this room.
Thing in the room.
Oh.
That's a quirk. Something weird that would be great if it were fixed, but is not. As a hint.
I don't know. I always have this like gasp of realization.
Our projector, maybe?
It's what about it?
It's really loud.
It's really loud.
Yes!
That's right. Yes.
Yay! Oh my gosh. That was you.
That was really good.
Good
really
job.
Pulled that one out. Yeah. Yes. It always turns into an airplane.
That's a difference.
For
it's
sure.
Like off.
And the lighting on it. I mean, it's gotten better, I think, but like I used to be able to not see at all on
very,
it.
It's blurry too.
So
blurry.
Fuzzy.
Yeah.
Speaking of an airplane, our new bells sound like when they come on to like the intercom.
Oh, yeah,
at the airplane
started.
Where it's like,
oh, yeah.
Attention, this
please
is your captain.
Your seatbelt.
It does sound like that.
Oh,
yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
You're at the airport.
We're encountering some turbulence.
Yeah, that was really good. I kind of thought it was the bell when he did that.
That is funny.
Well, it's just an arpeggio. What's an arpeggio?
I Ooh. Don't.
We've
know.
Asked this on the choir corner before.
And we talked about it today in a class.
We did.
First
yes.
block.
Okay.
Oh.
Not fair. We weren't there.
Well, you hear bum, 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 bum every day.
It's true.
Multiple times a day.
That's true.
Is that the hint to the word arpeggio?
Well, this is just a side tangent.
Yeah, that's what,
yes.
That's what arpeggio is.
Oh, okay.
It's an arpeggio.
Broken up chord, you know.
Okay.
Scales.
Because it would have bum, 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 bum. It would have all those notes. I can't, I'm a person. I'm a monophonic instrument, so I can't sing them all at the same time. Right? So, but if you spread out C, E, G, and C, but it goes in reverse. C, G, E, C, then that's an arpeggio.
Yep.
It's just spelling out a chord. Sometimes it rocks back and forth. Sometimes it goes up and then down. Sometimes it skips and goes around. I'm playing piano. I'm playing air piano here.
Yes, I see that.
Speaking of spelling, how do you spell arpeggio?
That's a good one.
We've done this one.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Oh. On the thing. A R P E G G I O.
Yeah. Has two G's. A R P E G G I O.
Do you know that, Emma?
Yeah. No.
Well, that sounded like old McDonald. Has a arpeggio. G-G, I don't know. Oh. No, you said like
G-G-I-O.
Oh.
That's what they're called. They're letters. This is going to be a good year.
You're like old McDonald, A-R-P-E-G-G-I-O.
Hey.
Ta-da.
All right, so it's time to talk about the things that are coming up in our...
today's topic.
Oh, ooh. I know who exactly who that is. You can't mistake in that voice. That's Gabe Kelfie.
It is Gabe. That's right. Yes.
Today's topic.
Today's topic.
His,
I had no
his
clue.
Are really great.
I couldn't reach those notes speaking if I wanted to.
His voice is so crazy every time I hear him. And then he can go like, hi, my name's Gabe.
His are so great. He came in and I was like, oh, you don't even have to work. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
so,
right. Radio voice, right. Yeah.
Specifically coming up is... Subtopic.
Soda shop.
Oh my gosh, who is that?
Emma.
It's like she walked in just for that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in our magic ball. What are you talking
she's
about?
She's in the ball. Also in the ball.
Yes.
Yes.
Stuck today.
Yes. The
still,
first topic
still there,
is,
Emma?
Maybe.
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
That might be my favorite bit of all time.
It's going to be great.
Magic.
Oh, they're all different. I had everyone record at least yes, no, maybe, and then five different things. Yeah. So
did they make them up or did you like?
I had a huge list. Most of them used them. Some of them were creative and made some things up. And I've got about 20 people. So we got enough for the whole year.
I love that so much.
It'll be great.
That might be my favorite bit
it's
of all time.
It's pretty funny, if I do say
it. Funny. I like it.
Very good.
Subscribe to the Choir Corner.
I turned a lot of things over to Mr. Lockwood with the podcast. I'm just sort of letting him run with it. And he's so much more creative than I am.
No,
so these things show up. It's awesome.
This was the correct choice. I agree.
It's well done.
It couldn't be.
Ditto.
It's not very much work. We'll just plug someone in every week.
I love it.
So Soda Shop. Soda Shop.
Yes. Soda Shop is our fall first quarter concert. For those who are unfamiliar with Soda Shop, it is our Booster Club fundraiser concert. So it's the only concert of the year where we sell tickets. They're $5. And the event is an opportunity to raise money for scholarships for our graduating seniors. So the Booster Club offers a handful of scholarships, 3 or 4 or 5, depending on the year and what came in from Soda Shop to graduating seniors by application. So this is the way we fund that opportunity.
The way.
So Soda Shop this year is October 15th, 7 p.m. So there will be...
a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. So
Tuesday.
There will be... people out or students out letting you know, and we're trying to sell tickets doing the book ticks thing. And
$6.
When we get to that point, $5.
$5.
$5. Then we don't have to worry about $1 bills at the door.
Well, I thought that, but there was one thing. Maybe it was musical.
Musical. We had this conversation on a podcast toward the end of last year.
We're running out of things to. It's, yes. It's an endless cycle.
Student tickets for the musical are $6. That's half price.
$5.
Yeah. And the Soda Shop is interesting because we have turned a bunch of the sort of organization and planning over to the students. So last year they came up with some themes and, you know, a bunch of different ideas about what we could maybe do. And the theme we settled on is what's in a name. So all of the songs on the Soda Shop this year have people's names in the title. So I released the program today. I announced the program today to the students. Alexis, Megan, do you guys remember any of the songs off the program today?
Of course I do.
So tell me what you remember.
Okay, I remember Roseanne, which is going to be...
Rosanna.
Oh my...
Is the song, yeah.
So sorry, yes. Okay.
Which we're doing in choir.
Roseanne, the sitcom.
Uh-huh. Roseanne.
Yes. Yeah, Rosanna, the Toto song we're doing in
I'm very excited.
Choir. Yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
Great. It's got
one?
Some killer drum and brass parts.
It does, yeah.
Which we're not
going
to nearly do any justice to.
We're going
to
do as much as we can.
It doesn't matter how good our kids are or we are. We can never. It's going to be great.
That's right.
It's go ahead. Incredible. Sorry.
No, you're okay. We're singing for chorale, Hey Jude.
Yeah, a setting of Hey Jude by the Beatles, which is a really cool arrangement I'm really excited about. We're actually going to take it. We're going to talk about chorale a little later, but we're going to put it on our November concert as well.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Lincoln.
So nice.
So we're going to have a lot of really eclectic stuff on that concert, which is fun. So I love that. Anything else you remember?
Oh yeah,
I'm trying to remember the JV choirs. We were gonna sing it, but uh-huh. Sweet Caroline.
Oh, that's right, Sweet Caroline is gonna be on the concert. So come with your bop bop bops ready to go because we'll be needing that from the audience.
Crowd favorite.
That's right.
Is it okay if I tell a little story in the next song that I know?
Sure.
Okay, so me and Iceland were talking, and we're a part of Cadence, and we were really hoping to do Jolene, and so we're going to come to you and be like, so we actually have to do Jolene? I don't know if you already planned that or not. And then we came to you, and you pulled it up, and we were doing Jolene already.
Yeah.
We were so excited. We were like jumping in the hall, and we like fell on the ground.
I do think there's something very comical to me about you thinking you were going to come tell me what you had to do, and that's what we were going to do. But
do not.
Yes, we had already programmed Jolene for Cadence, which is going to be really cool. Also,
I'm very excited. Yeah, also,
sort of a contemporary a cappella kind of thing.
Ooh, sorry. I just know all of them. Hey there, Delilah is the new men.
Yeah. So last spring we had our spring concert and finished, and Cadence performed again, and we had a really great year with that group, trying to sort of get that off its feet. And I had a handful of tenors and basses come to me and say, if they get to have a group, why don't we get to have a group? And I said, if you want to have a group, let's have a group. And they were like, let's have a group. So we're having a group. So there's going to be another new ensemble formed this year, like Cadence, but it'll be tenors and basses. So
yay. I'm excited about that. Acoustic guitar song. That might be Cody and or Emily.
100%.
Both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
Another one, my personal favorite, is the dance.
Yeah.
We're dancing to Valerie.
Yeah.
Who sings
Amy
it?
Winehouse. I don't even remember.
Amy Winehouse. And we're doing something a little different this year.
Ooh.
In the past, the dance has usually just been all females. And this year, we're doing a partner dance with male and female. And I'm so excited.
I love it.
I think it'll be so much fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Do the like the female dancers really carry the weight here, and the guys are kind of...
Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to have to teach them their right foot from their left.
Yes,
but it's
in the vein of senior boys dance, that kind of look, right?
Oh, yeah. It'll be lots of fun. I'm so excited.
And Megan is going to be one of the people who choreographs that.
Oh, yeah.
Helps put that together as one of the senior dancers. So
I'm so excited.
Always thankful for you to make that happen, since I don't have to then.
I'm excited about it. Thrilled even.
Yeah, that'll be great. So some other stuff that's kind of on the horizon. You said Cadence is going to do Jolene and Hey There Delilah and Hey Jude as well. We're doing another Beatles tune. I needed it's that kind of a ninth tune on the concert. So Penny Lane is going to be an SSA ensemble, the Beatles tune. And we're doing We Don't Talk About Bruno, which is going to be so much fun.
No.
And we are doing Mac the Knife, the Bobby Darin tune.
I was trying to remember that because you said I love it so much.
It's maybe my favorite song on the whole set. So, yeah, Rosanna is probably my favorite song on the whole set, but Mac the Knife's really great. So 9 tunes on the concert. It'll be 45 minutes or so when all said and done, and it's a blast. So
I can really only like picture, if you could picture something you hear, less than half of them. Like,
okay.
So this will be a new...
There'll be some things.
For me. I don't think I know Mac the Knife.
Okay.
You know what? I agree with that statement.
Bites. I also think I agree with that statement.
And then the Penny Lane one. I don't know the Beatles.
Yeah. Penny Lane.
It's so good.
I have three like artists that I really should like that I don't like, which are like the Beatles and Elvis and Billy Joel are like three that are like, I really should like them. And I'm just sort of, eh. You know?
It's not that you don't like them. You're just sort of indifferent.
Oh, not. I don't dislike them. Yeah. Well, Elvis is trash. But
yeah.
Boo.
Down with Elvis.
Down with Elvis.
Yeah, I hope you're not listening, Mom. Yeah. You know, I'm breaking that.
Yeah, my grandma. Listen to the podcast. But
I'm just being provocative. I don't think I could actually, you know, cast that kind of indictment. But I'm not interested. Hey, you know, in November, we have another very exciting opportunity coming
That's
up.
That's right.
Named... Choral Collaborative.
I know. Okay. I actually don't know his name. I feel so bad. It's Mini Micah, isn't it? Like, it's the baby
Caleb? Caleb.
No, yeah. It is not.
Really?
Caleb is not Mini Micah. It's his brother. Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God. Whenever he talks, I just hear Micah.
I have no idea. I'm so bad at this.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm horrible at this, too.
Let me think.
Give you a second. Visualize.
Maybe Gabe?
Mm-mm.
Shoot, who is it?
Johnny Saxton.
Oh!
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
I guess I haven't heard him talk yet.
Yeah.
Because he sits near me, but
he doesn't say much. He decides when he's going to say words, and when he says something, you listen. Yeah. Huh.
I said words.
Well done. Well done, Johnny.
Shoot.
Yeah, he's quite expressive in these ones, so hold on to your butts.
I'm excited.
Yes, the Choral Collaborative is a very exciting opportunity. We reached out to in the spring by the Omaha Symphony again. This is sort of a every other or every third year sort of event for us, it seems now, where they'll reach out and invite us to come be a part of their educational outreach program. So the program is called Choral Collaborative. This always seems to be of confusion to people. The program is called Choral Collaborative. Each year, the symphony does a different choral orchestral work and invites high school choirs to come sing with them. So 3 years ago, I believe it was your guys' sophomore year, right? We did Carmina Burana. That was the work. Burana was the work, but it was before the Choral Collaborative program, which is an every year event. So this year's Choral Collaborative event, which is November 10th, the song for the choral orchestral work is Mendelssohn's Elijah, which tells the story of the biblical prophet Elijah.
So, and if you're an alumni listening to this, we've done it in recent memory, 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, it was Alex England was in that one because didn't she give you her book?
Oh, that was Mozart's Requiem.
I thought that was
this Elijah. Is my fourth Choral Collaborative here.
Okay,
because we did Mozart's Requiem and then Elijah and then Carmina Burana and then Elijah again.
So, okay,
and you and I both did Choral Collaborative different times when we were in high school.
Different things.
So
yeah.
It's gone on a long time. I mean, it was at the Orpheum when I was a kid.
Uh-huh, me too.
So, and it wasn't a complete work. It was just a bunch of things.
Yeah.
I know we did some Magnificat thing.
Yeah.
That's all that I really remember.
Ours was, I think, a sort of a morphed version of like a Christmas event, and because we did a bunch of like holiday things or like Christmas specific
things. Yeah, Magnificat
things.
Is a Christmas one. That's it's a Mary song kind of thing.
So I remember a Veni, Veni, Emmanuel specifically from that evening that was just unbelievable that we, you know, we're on the stage at the Orpheum and...
So it has a long history. It's super dope. We're gonna learn this huge book
super
of music.
Dope.
It's super dope.
Yeah.
We're gonna learn this huge book of music and stuff. Fortunately, it's in English, and fortunately, we've got a lot of really good notes about kind of how to do it. And the symphony directors and accompanists and soloists are gonna drop by. Like when they're in town, they have it planned,
yes, right, planned
to come by at specific times to work with us and stuff. And hopefully, we will just impress their socks off.
That's right.
That they will leave. There are places to buy socks in Fremont just in case they lose them.
They will, so, need, yes, they will need to do that.
So,
any of these fine real retailers.
That's right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, true. Like this week's list, Choir just, Corner sponsored by the sock store.
If you are a sock store in Fremont.
So yeah, we're hoping to just blow their minds with how awesome we are. So,
that's right.
You know, or at least serviceable, you know.
Yeah.
So
it'll be great. It'll be, it's such a great experience to get to be with that symphony, with that orchestra. I mean, I told the choir the other day, you know, we're talking about one of the 10 best orchestras in the country, you know, symphony orchestras in the country, I think, in Omaha. And so I'm always thankful to our colleagues there, to Dr. Breland and to Ernest Richardson and those guys for coming out and spending time with the choirs and giving of themselves artistically for our students to have this kind of opportunity. You know, this is something we can't do, right? We can't program something like this here. Have the orchestra, the whole, you know, that's just not something we could do on our own. So getting to be a part of it, I think, is really, really special.
I think being a part of all of those like choral collaborative things and then like the thing that we got to do with Anastasia at the Orpheum, I think as a high school student, it's easy to take for granted of like the opportunity that's actually like that we got to be a part of. And then like looking back on it, I'm like, wow, like this was such a cool thing that, you know, a little
one in 100,
right, a junior from Fremont, Nebraska got to be a part of. And so, I don't know. And then looking back on it, it's just so, you're really grateful for the opportunity.
That's right.
It's a very thing that you'll definitely remember for a long time.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So,
and they'll be, you know, it's effort, it's work. You know, there's a pretty robust rehearsal schedule. We've got rehearsals 3 out of 4 days starting November 7th, right, with them. And they'll be in to see us 3 times. And we've got rehearsals in a couple evenings that they're asking us to come be a part of large group things. And so it's a lot. There's a lot to put it together, but it's a lot. You know, they're asking us to do is also a lot. So they want to make sure that they're putting their best foot forward too. So I'm glad to hear you say that. It's
a lot of work, but also a big reward.
That's right.
Same thing with the musical for sure. Yeah. And all the concerts that we prepare for. Like
yeah.
It's a lot at the moment, but once it's over, it's like, I'm proud to be a part of this.
You know? That's right.
It's worthwhile to do the thing, whatever it is, big or small.
For sure.
And, you know, and that's, you've got the community, you guys all in a community getting to do stuff together, and you get to build a thing that's yours. You get to build your own skills. You get to get experiences and see things and go places and talk to people that you haven't before. You also just get to, sometimes it's just good to like have something to get out of bed to do, you know, like I bet probably, you know, some of the things we do are some of our favorite things that we do, you know, and without them, it's like it might be a hard sell to come to school, you know, sure. Just because you just may not be interested for all kinds of reasons, you know. So I just think it's kind of beautiful and poetic to like just do things that you care about. You know,
absolutely.
Right. And have those opportunities. You know, we're thankful to the symphony for continuing to call and, you know, continuing to give the invitations. And so, yeah, it's awesome. And we found out about the Choral Collaborative just before school got out last year. So it was actually it may have even been after school got out when I got the email. So when we spoke with some of the leadership and the choir, and they said they thought it was a good thing we did 3 years ago, we said, I should do it again. That was great. But after we found out about Choral Collaborative, we also found out about another opportunity this spring or this fall that makes the fall even more busy. So as we're preparing the Soda Shop concert and at the same time trying to prepare 15 movements in Elijah and be prepared for that, Corral will also be preparing for a featured performance at the Nebraska Music Education Association conference. So
Highfalutin.
That's right. Highfalutin. That's right. Last year's Corral in May put together an audition, three songs, the three we'd done in the spring, made a recording and sent it away to the Music Educators Conference or the Music Educators Association for adjudication. And they went through all those auditions and selected a handful to come present. So we'll be presenting at the Music Education Association Conference on November 21st. So not long after Choral Collaborative.
You want to know a true fact?
I can't wait.
That's my birthday.
November 21st?
Yeah.
True fact.
I'll be 18.
Oh, well, there you go.
We're full of a lot of extra facts today.
Yes, Mr. Lockwood's back. Yeah.
You get four for the price of two.
That's right.
We're listening to the podcast. Yeah.
It's like two for the price of one. Yeah. Four for the price of two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for Corral. I think we had a really good group last year. And,
we really
and
did.
You, I think, if I can speak for you, I could speak for myself. We're looking ahead to, like, you know, who we were going to lose and how,
right,
specifically who we were going to keep.
Yeah.
You know, and thinking, okay, we're good this year. We're probably going to be good next year. So this is a good time to, you know,
yeah,
record a thing and send it out and stuff. I'll have to show you guys. I'll send you guys what we recorded. I don't think you've ever heard our submission.
It's pretty darn good.
You guys are pretty good.
So,
I mean, they picked you, so you
pretty darn good. Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, I always know that we're going to have pretty capable students. You know, I always know that's going to be a thing. Corral is a little tricky because, well, it has traditionally been tricky because it was just juniors and seniors. So lots of times I was losing 70% of the 20 students and only coming back with five or six or something, you know? And so trying to figure out how we were going to figure that out.
Your strategy before day one is,
I don't know. What's happening to you? Now that we've gone to sophomore, junior, senior and choir, that means we might have a few extras that are still around. So of the 20, we brought back 12 for this year. So the thought was we're going to be pretty covered in just about every place. We lost some really great ones last year. Let's not forget the fact that we had eight really great ones go. But we'll be able to fill in those gaps and be pretty special, I think, again. So, it's a special opportunity for them. It is a chance for them to perform for people who really know about music. It's at our annual conference clinic, so music educators from across the state will be in the room to listen to them perform, and it'll be a good opportunity for them to show what they can do.
Solid.
So I'm very excited for them.
Come on down to Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's right.
November 21st.
November 21st.
Yeah.
November 21st.
That's right. Be there or be square. 11 a.m. is our concert.
We'll be at Westbrook. So
we are cooking.
Jammed. Packed.
Yes, we are.
Packed full of jam.
That's right.
More jam than
That's right. More jam than you know what to do with.
Emma, you like jam?
Sure. I know a guy.
Who makes jam?
Jam. Right. Yeah. Jam. I mean,
jams and jellies.
Maybe she doesn't like jam.
That one doesn't always work for every question.
That's
but.
Right. Yeah. Sure, I know a guy.
I know a guy.
So, Emma, did you say you knew a guy?
No.
Oh, what?
She's
I'm
a liar.
Misunderstood.
Wait,
you.
I thought you just said you knew a guy. Yeah. So, do you know a guy or not?
Sure, I know a guy.
Yeah, there we go. Right.
I'm just so confused.
Perfect.
I don't think Emma knows whether she knows.
I don't think Emma knows a guy.
I don't know. So this fall is going to be busy, is the point, and full of really cool opportunities for our students to
fall
showcase
is full.
What they do.
Full fall.
Fall is full.
Full
That's right.
Fall.
Full fall.
That's right. It's not going to fell.
Falafel.
It's filled with fall things. It's full, filled.
Autumnal.
To the brim of fall things. In the vein of NMEA, on a personal note, I'm also with my good friend Jason Smith, who's the band director at Wahoo, presenting at the NMEA conference for the very first time.
Aww.
So that's very exciting.
What are you presenting?
Awesome. We are presenting a session to the collegiate educators or the collegiate students who are members of the NAFME chapters on that first day about imposter syndrome and kind of fighting imposter syndrome, that feeling of not knowing enough or not being good enough or whatever and fighting that in your first job. So it's very exciting. I've never gotten a chance to do this presenting before. And
I think that
Jason is cool.
That and like just general loneliness.
Right.
Are the two like big things for new people. And
because they're by themselves.
Because you've come from a picture if you go to school or a trade school or a whatever, you have a new community, military, whatever it is. Uh-huh. And then you get out of it and then you have to then go pitch whatever it is that you have been learning this whole time to a new community. But you're the only one who, you know, has been in the thing, you know, like when I left Hastings College.
Right.
For example, I think we all go through this kind of thing where you're surrounded by people who are all sort of like-minded and believe the thing and think that the thing is important and stuff. And then you go to some school, whatever it is and stuff, and you have to be the person to make that happen. It can be lonely because you can feel like, well, you know, it's just a given that this stuff is important and stuff. Right. And it's not necessarily to those people and stuff. And, you know, that can be hard. So FOMO, I think that's a good.
Yeah.
Fear of missing
out.
Not FOMO. What did you say?
Yeah, FOMO.
You said FOMO. Okay.
It's FOMO, yeah.
FOMO.
What did you call it? It was that.
No, imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah, imposter syndrome.
Well, FOMO also.
Yeah. The other part of the puzzle to that same point is that there's only, well, at Fremont High, it's a little different because there's another choir director here, right? Miss Sassy's here as well. But in many cases, you're the only person doing your thing in your subject area.
Yeah.
You know,
and some of them may not even be in your subject area.
That's right.
I mean, I know plenty of people who are, you know, we're like K-12 choir band, everything,
right,
you know, and stuff. And one of them was a buddy of mine who he played euphonium. He was going to be a band director and he's now a band director, but his first thing was do K-12 everything.
Choir and band.
Choir, right. Band, orchestra, the whole thing and stuff.
Right.
And he had plenty of imposter syndrome about that.
Right.
And probably rightfully so.
Yeah.
There are probably more things he didn't know anything about than things he knew something about.
Yeah.
And he's getting paid to do this job and he's probably like, I don't know, right. You know.
And not having a person next door to go to.
Yeah.
And be able to say, hey, help me out. You know, in the way that in many schools there are multiple math teachers or multiple English teachers or, you know, the people you can bounce ideas off of and, hey, how does this work for you or whatever when you're by yourself? So, yeah, a sense of loneliness for sure for those people who are on their own.
Well, good for you guys.
So, it's going to be fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm really excited about
that. What date is that?
The 20th.
The day before.
Yeah. So, NMEA will be the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We'll present on the 20th. Chorale will sing on the 21st. Concerts are on the 22nd.
The Allstate concerts.
Yeah, the Allstate concerts.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm excited about that.
I get to, like, I'm not here for one of those days at the high school. Usually,
right?
It's like you guys all
are gone on your own,
and doing those things and stuff, which I actually like those days because it's fun because I get to, like, go like direct band first block and then go direct JV choir and then come back and do choir and then go direct band and
man of many
I just
talents.
Go get to be the man and stuff. But this time, one of those days, I won't do that, which will be weird.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Sounds like you need a K-12 everything job.
Guys, some of that I'd be good at. Not all of it. So, well, it's probably about time to wrap it up, don't you think, Emma?
I mean, I guess.
It was pretty good.
I guess.
So. Busy fall.
Super busy.
And first podcast.
Not bad.
Already,
in
already
the bag.
Out of the way. Yeah, we've already made it happen.
Remember to save often. It's been a while. I haven't done this in a while.
I can't believe we're already through first podcast. Here we are.
Don't say that.
Because then we're going to be at last podcast before you know it.
Well, at some point that'll happen. Yes, we will be at the last podcast. That's for sure.
Oh my gosh. I'm already excited about who the new podcast hosts are going to be.
Yeah, let's make sure you give us your days here.
I promise.
We're going to be well under time also because we're just now getting to, we're just over an hour of recording, means that, and usually last year, by the end of the year, it was really hard to trim it down to an hour. Right. So, you know.
Yeah. Good.
It's good.
They're just so inquisitive. So
don't stuff. Worry. We got plenty of headroom, guys. We'll be an hour by the end of the year.
Yes. Plenty. Okay. Well, I guess we're signing off for now.
Anything else for the good of the order?
The order!
The order.
The order.
The order. The order.
All right, listeners, have a nice day.
Bye. Da 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 da